Mr. Flanagan.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You do any good with Renchard?
Renchard said no, I'm afraid. He's got a year and a half to go or a year plus to go. I've got an idea.
Thayer? Nothing good, no good with him?
No good with Thayer either, Mr.
That's fine. Who's your other idea?
I got a few other ideas.
Flanagan?
No, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
As long as you still want me around here, I think I like
it. Well, I prefer you around here, but we could sure use you in Tokyo. I got George Schultz sitting here, and he doesn't want it either.
Well, George doesn't want it either.
He got a lousy job, but he doesn't want to go to Japan.
How about Nat Samuels? He's quitting. He knows the business. He also would be good at NATO. You know, he lived in Brussels for a long while. He's
fine. I like him very much. Why don't you talk to Henry about that and see what his feeling is? Would you do that?
Certainly.
Talk to Henry to see if he could. I think, frankly, he would be. We're taking one pass, incidentally, at Kennedy again on NATO.
All right.
If we can get him, I think that's the best.
Right.
You know, because he knows all the moves. You think?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Samuels, as you know, is bright as can be.
Very bright.
I think he's a little frustrated because...
Oh, he's got a hell of a job over there with the State Department.
Right.
Talk to Henry about it, will you?
I will.
And we'll see.
May I try a couple of others on you?
Yeah.
Did you know Fred Eaton when you were in New York? Head of Sherman and Sterling.
Oh, sure.
66, he was the disarmament commission.
Anything you could get him to do would be good, but I don't think he'll ever do anything.
I called him today and I said, how hard are you working? And he said, I'm still working hard, a senior partner, but I've got it organized and I'd be interested in talking to you.
Which one did you mention to him?
I didn't mention either because I hadn't talked
to him. Well, Eaton is a prestigious figure.
Right.
We considered him for Secretary of State, you know.
Did you?
Oh, yes, yes. He was very, very high up.
Well, one of the problems with Eaton, I would have thought, is that when he was in that disarmament job, the Democrats in the Hill took a swipe at him on some stock holdings, and he went to Humphrey, and Humphrey went to bat for him, so in the 68 campaign...
He supported him?
He supported Humphrey.
Yeah.
But he is an outspoken supporter of... He's a longtime Republican. He's outspoken support of the administration and told me today what a great job he thought you had been doing. So,
well, now there's another one that you could kick around with Henry. Now, Eaton could do either one. I think, let me say, the first choice for NATO would be
Kennedy.
Kennedy, I think, and you can see why, because he has to work so closely with everybody.
Sure.
And Kennedy would just do an excellent job there.
Sure.
I could keep him in the cabinet that way and everything, and it's just fine. And he could also sort of advise on the economic things. But Eaton would be very good in Japan. Very good, I would think.
I will.
And he's as I say, a hell of a big man.
Yes, he is. And, he's kind of cutting down. He's 66 or 7.
Lawyer.
He's reducing his activities up.
Yeah. All right. It sounds more impressive than Samuels, actually, on that score. Okay?
One more try.
Another name?
Yeah, this one's less impressive, but maybe more available.
Mm-hmm.
Jeeb Hallaby's having trouble up there in Pan Am, as maybe Dwight told you.
I've heard that. He's going to come in to see me next week, I guess. You're
right.
Bringing him in, yeah.
Which one
would you put him in? NATO?
I think I wouldn't mind him for NATO. He, as I understand it, you would remember better than I. He was foreign... affairs advisor to the Secretary of Defense, and then a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense.
Yeah,
but he's been active in both areas.
Yeah, he would be a possibility. Yeah.
The last one for Japan that I can think of at the moment is Reed Hundt. You know, he's the head of your financial structures.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah.
He's
in
the financial world in a way. He was the head of Crown Zeller back. He's a Pacific Coast fellow and certainly prestigious. Whether he'd do it or not, I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you got some good names there. Well, I would start with the Eaton one, and as I said, Samuels too. But give a run it by and chat a little with Henry.
I will do that.
Eaton sounds. I mean, just thinking of big men for the job, everybody would recognize him as a hell of a big man. And I don't care whether he supported Humphrey or not.
I will. I think he's a heck of a fellow.
Okay.
And I will talk to Henry and then act accordingly.
You know, just keep on it. I mean, you keep running it. Unless he's. I think it's a good one to try. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Oh, one other thing.
Right.
Arthur wrote me a letter and said after his two trips to New York, and said he didn't find a soul up there who thought that he wasn't doing exactly the right thing on the money supply thing.
Well,
I just can't emphasize too strongly, Pete, that you've got to get your friends, our friends, and so forth, to raise holy hell with him about that. Now, can you do that?
Yes, sir. I think he, in fact, I know he overstated the case.
Yeah, well, he didn't put it quite that
Bunny and those fellas got up and were whacking away at him, but then Gabe and...
Yeah, and then Gabe and others got up and defended him.
That's right.
I know that's what happened, but, you know, Arthur hears what he wants to hear, but
sure.
I want him to get the heat from people that he will respect.
I will.
What about Al Gordon?
He'll do it, and Gus Levy will do it.
Well, get Al Gordon. You get a hold of Al, will you?
I sure will.
Tell him that we just need to get him off his ass and tell Gus Levy that we need to do it. What I mean is, don't get me in the middle of it, but you put him up to it, will you?
I will do it.
Every friend we got up there, you got any others like that?
Sure.
That Arthur would do, you know?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll get him.
Yeah.
All right.